trying to reestablish in those hills, and they're facing a threat from global warming, from climate change, not from Israeli bombs, but from climate change. And these folks are doing such important work, raising seedlings and native Lebanese varieties of cedar and other native trees and planting them up there. And I think the Lebanese people, they're sacred. They're the salt of the earth. And they're doing so many important things in all kinds of endeavors of the sort that I just mentioned and many other different ones. And I grieve for Lebanon. I'm wondering, like, how are these folks who are trying to nurture Lebanese seedlings up in the mountains east of Beirut, how are they dealing with the mayhem? And I guess this is Lebanese cedars, right? I mean, thousands of people have been killed and injured and displaced, so Lebanese cedars. Do you know what I'm getting at here?
Well, how are they your question is, how are they coping with it?
Yeah, I mean, sure, how are they coping? But I think about, you know, the Lebanese people deserve so much better than what Israel is dishing out to them, you know, courtesy of the United States and with the aid of U.S. bombs and missiles.
Incredibly resilient people, and they've been suffering just a terrible economic crisis, hyperinflation. You know, the electricity system functions for a few hours a day throughout the country. Those who can't afford generators have to use them most of the day in order to have electricity. You know, the port of Beirut 3 years ago was destroyed in a cataclysmic explosion, which basically sent the country into an economic tailspin. So they've already suffered enormously. And I have to say, I have the utmost admiration for these people who've suffered so much economically and through all of these wars, that a large segment of their society, certainly not everybody, but a large segment of their society is genuinely trying to stop this genocide and is paying a heavy price to do it. There's no reason for and it's not just, by the way, Hezbollah. There are other resistance groups operating in South Lebanon. There's Hezbollah's ally, Amal, another political movement in Lebanon. And then there are Palestinians, who, a number of them from the refugee camps, who have enlisted to fight. So it isn't just Hezbollah. But the fact of the matter is that there are, in that country, many people who are willing to lay down their lives despite their suffering in order to try to stop this genocide. And one of the most offensive things to me, David, is that we call them terrorists, but the people who are committing these atrocities and who are enabling their atrocities, we call them freedom fighters. We call them, we say that they're acting in self-defense. We say that they are, you know, the shining city on a hill, the democracy, the island of democracy in a sea of barbarism. I mean, we've inverted the truth in West Asia. We are the terrorists. Our governments are the terrorists. And those who support what's being done to the Palestinian people and to the people of Lebanon and Syria and Yemen, they are the supporters of terrorism, not us. And we need to say this as often as possible and change the discourse in our societies about this whole question of terrorism.
Dimitri Lascaris, we've just got a little over 5 minutes left here. The United States is transferring these THAAD missile batteries, at least one of them. The THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Anti-Aircraft Defense batteries, along with 100 American servicemen to service them in order to fend off the inevitable Iranian response to what may well be an inevitable Israeli assault on Iran. Can you quickly comment on this, maybe in a minute or 90 seconds?
Sure. This battery has 48 missiles. 48. And Iran has thousands of missiles. So these interceptors on this THAAD system are a drop in the bucket, first of all. Secondly, Iran has hypersonic missiles, and the Americans have none. They don't have the ability, as we saw on October 1st, to shoot down hypersonic missiles. And thirdly, it is possible for Iran to actually take out that THAAD system. They can destroy it. And if they do that, it's not going to take down any missiles. At the end of the day, that is not, in my opinion, David, and I've talked to military experts about this, independent ones, that's not going to change the problem confronting Israel in any material way. I think it's just basically political cover. Joe Biden wants to say, if the doo-doo really hits the fan and Israel starts to suffer huge casualties and massive destruction, he doesn't want to be in a position where, his political opponents say you didn't do anything. So that's what this is. This is just political cover.
Dmitry, we could keep going for another 45 minutes, but we're about to run out of time here on my unpaid Zoom version. So I'd like to thank you so much for joining me on the Green Planet Monitor, and we're going to have to get together again soon to talk more about this, maybe at some point after US elections. Like, which way do you think it's going to go in a minute? And what do you think, Donald Trump will do if he gets in? I gather he's kind of being lobbied by Miriam Adelson and others to give the green light to Netanyahu to completely annex all the West Bank.
Well, it's just essentially what they've already done. But yeah, I don't know, David. It's a close call. I mean, the polls indicate it's a toss-up. It seems like support for Kamala Harris is weakening. If you look at the swing states, anything can happen. If he comes to power, Trump again, we have no reason to believe that he's going to be a friend of the Palestinian people. Could he be worse than Genocide Joe? I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think he's going to be materially better, but who knows? He's a wild card. Maybe he'll suddenly realize that U.S. interests in the region are at serious risk and he'll rein in Netanyahu. I guess there's a small chance of that happening.
Dmitry Lascaris, thank you for joining me on the Green Planet Monitor. Dmitry Lascaris is a Canadian lawyer, activist, and journalist, based simultaneously, if you can believe that, not entirely simultaneously, in Montreal, Canada, province of Quebec, and Athens, Greece. Thank you so much for joining me on the GPM.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for having me.
That's it for today's special edition of the GPM, a listener-supported podcast coming to you from Earth Chronicle Productions. Listen to, read, and watch more Earth stories at greenplanetmonitor.net. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and our home base, Blueberry. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and Canada's Harbinger Media Network. Wherever or however you're listening, reading, or watching, please help us make the GPM happen. Subscribe and or donate at greenplanetmonitor.net.
فتني بقيت 90 يوم وعيوني بيض ما شافت نوم وحيد والناس بيتلو مثل سمج مأكول مدموم فتني بقيت 90 يوم وعيون بيت ما شاف. الوحيد والناس بيتلوم مثل السمك ماكول مدموم بودك خلاني مجنون بودك خلاني مهموم بودك خلاني محزون خلاني بودك خلاني مجنون بودك خلاني مهموم بودك خلاني محزون خلاني قلت متلوه انا حيران لاني صحي ودومي تعبان صرت ويا النجوم انا سهران وياهم حد الشمس تبان بودك خلاني مجنون بودك خلاني مهموم خلاني محزون خلاني بودك خلاني مجنون بودك خلاني مهموم بودك خلاني محزون خلاني
اعلن افلاس وفقنا بيانس ولازم شو حلوي صحبت تجري تجري بيان بنت ميلانو بيانو فورتي عالم يا بيانو نشكر الله عنا بيانو نقدر ننشرلو اجري اصحى تنسمو من شانو ولا يوجعكن قلب علي شو حلو البيانو بيانو الناس الأكابر بزمان الفن عالطناجر يا بيانو الناس الأكابر بزمان الفن عالطناجر عرق مثل بديك الرومي مثل المخبر مثل حكومي ستين عمرك مكتومي يلا يلا نشرنالو بجري يلا نشرنالو بجري صبح معك أحلى معك صار فينا نحود علي شو علي ما علي
safety, safety. As a survivor of three wars, I really seek for it. And that practice made me think of a providing mind to the people around me, to the people surrounding me, people I know, people even I don't know. With eye contact, with open listening, with open heart, because we all deserve the mind.
فرحتنا بالتغيير بالتغيير طلعت حني منوم مثل السراب وراح مثل السراب وراح ما يبقى للدوم كيفنا قلنا الخير كيفنا قلنا الخير والحظ جانا مثل اللي راد عيون مثل اللي راد عيون قصوا لدانا هولي اليمان احنا الامان ننشر
My name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.